Okay, today is May 25th, 1984, and I'm with Fred and Edith Byfelt in Hooslea. This is the Yukon Kaikuk Biographical Sketch Project, and we're working on tape two. My name is Wendy Urindale. And I thought maybe this morning it might be appropriate to start out and talk with you a little bit, Edith, about who your parents were and where they came from.
My grandpa and grandma is from around here, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they're both. And my grandpa, I don't know him, but he told me that only one that read it with him that almost live with him. No, she was to live the longest. She's a what?
She's a Berkman.
Mm-hmm. She was old when she died. No wonder she used to she just baby me. And I didn't know why grandma is like that to me.
Mm-hmm.
And this Alberta and them, they were working at the papers, you know, how people read to each other.
Mm-hmm. Family tree?
That's where I find out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how he was raised. Maybe cousin or must be.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My grandpa.
Uh-huh.
But my grandma is from around here. Like Olin and Celia Happy and Lucy.
Uh-huh.
Their brothers and sisters.
Uh-huh.
So me and Mary Vent were raised.
Uh-huh.
But Fred is who your mom raised it to? A grandma.
My grandma?
Mm-hmm.
I know there were two of them. That's my grandpa, my grandma's oldest brother. There's only two of them I know. Hmm.
But on your grandpa's side, there's lots.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my real grandpa's side is lots of them.
Hmm.
But in all of Alaska, isn't it?
Ah.
On my grandpa's side.
All from the Alatna River?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, okay.
Like Bill Berkman and Charles Nett and all of Alatna.
Uh-huh.
My grandpa's side. You know, everybody from here, they move up to Alatna.
Uh-huh.
That's how they made their own village up there.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Do you know when that happened?
Oh, quite a while ago.
It's way before us.
Way before your time. Yeah,
it's before us, yeah.
Uh-huh. So, I've heard about Grandma Caesar from other people.
Yeah.
Who were your parents, Edith?
This lady is Lucy's daughter.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm her daughter.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So Lydia is your mother?
Lucy.
Lucy.
No, Lady is my mother.
Lady yeah. Is your mother, okay.
And Lucy is your grandmother.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Wilson, Jessica is my dad.
Uh-huh.
And Dan Yukon.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. There's lots of them. I don't know how many brothers. There's Wilson, Carlson, Arnick. I didn't know that. Oh, Julia, Nelson, and there's that Laura Pitka. You know her, down Galena?
Uh-huh. I've met her.
That one's grandma. That's the one too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I got cousins.
Lots of them, huh?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They always tell me, oh God, just like my auntie.
Uh-huh.
They're kids.
Uh-huh.
Even they didn't know it. just by looking. I didn't find out right away, because Mama didn't tell me about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then after, not too long ago, I just found out. He used to go up from Kaikuk. He trapped down there, and he used to go up to Old Town,
mm-hmm.
cut off
mm-hmm.
for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I met him.
Mm-hmm.
He used to have a dance at Christmas time. I don't know what I was so happy about Christmas. We don't get no prison. It's just good to see each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like Flora and Catherine and those other girls. But we used to stay in camp all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A good time with people together at Christmas,
really?
Huh? Yeah.
Just happy to see each other.
I'm going to put that down just a little bit, maybe like that. Maybe that'll do better. Mm-hmm.
Tuesdays, no kicker.
Uh-huh.
There's gas boat,
uh-huh.
the engine.
Uh-huh.
No kicker and no snowballs. Just dog, that's all.
Uh-huh.
That used to roll.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do you remember when people began to start getting gas boats?
That's quite a while ago. Gas boat came long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So there were gas.
I was grown up.
You were grown up when mm-hmm. the first gas boats mm-hmm. came along?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But Anthony Durenderstedt had the engine too.
Uh-huh.
That's the first engine that I remember.
Mm-hmm.
On top of the engine, there's about four or five springs. Do like this.
Go up and down and up and down.
You open it and chick, 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 chick.
Uh-huh.
And then Lee was telling me about the left cut off and around the bend is their camp.
Uh-huh.
And after he started the motor, and start the motor, and he don't even look where the boat is going. And he just and the grammar is horror at him, but you know, you can't hear when the motor is. It just hit the his pants got caught on the, what do you call it? Shaft?
Flywheel? Whatever?
No, shaft.
Shaft, yeah.
His pants got caught on there, and the daddy is just standing up in underwear. Grandma really laughs.
Now, who was Angeline's father?
Happy.
Happy. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Oh, old man Happy. Oh,
maybe she tell us more funny.
Well,
know that mother too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he said he went up. He started up use. Where did you guys use going?
Mm.
When he used to turn for him.
Where's the first place that you can remember being as a little girl, Edith?
Down you come.
Uh-huh.
Go down with the old Jack, back seven.
Uh-huh.
Stay down there all summer and come up in the fall time.
Uh-huh.
I remember good here and there. And I told Angeline about it, but she don't believe it. I was too small, she said. But I remember good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What I remember was, I don't know where I was. I was just playing around, I guess. Pretty soon I see big tarp like this. And there's a wash tub or something, this pan, I guess, and between them. They were all eating something.
Uh-huh.
So I went to Mom and, Mom, give me some, I said. She started giving me some, and then my stepfather said, no, kid, it's no good for kids.
Uh-huh.
And I was hungry.
Uh-huh.
So Mama gave me some little bit.
Uh-huh.
Itachi, it was good.
Uh-huh.
That was...
Silver Salmon Head.
Silver Salmon Head.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Rich.
Oh, yeah.
But you don't make those no more now. You know, some of them, they used to make them in a gas can, they say.
Uh-huh.
And that's dangerous.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Poison.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
Did they let them ferment a little, or?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They keep it in a barrel.
Uh-huh.
To get sour.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But I guess there's a lot of them died with it.
Mm.
When you use gas can.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You use gas cans.
Mm-hmm. And they don't make those no more. I see that Donald Stickman's grandma, down Galena.
Uh-huh.
Oh, big dish pans is full like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. She lived a long time too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm. But she didn't give us anything. We just looked at all. We were with our friend down the ladder.
Uh-huh.
We used to stay down there all summer to come back in the fall time. Because my father is from down that way and my stepfather was from down that way too.
Uh-huh.
I guess that's why we used to go down all the time.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to stop just a minute and check this tape quality, okay?
Mm-hmm. And that paper, what Alberta and them work at.
Mm-hmm. The family tree?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nigger juice. Read it to everybody.
Yeah.
And she must live about 100 years. Do we, Bessie is telling about.
Bessie, she's born in 90 now.
Yeah. That one is related to everybody.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Like a lot, AK, hair and use.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You were saying earlier that your family spent the summer down on the Yukon. Where was your fish camp down there?
I don't really know.
Uh-huh.
It's a down below Koyukuk somewhere.
Uh-huh.
That's all I remember.
Between Koyukuk and Nulato.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We used to go down Nulato for a dance or a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And one time they said, they're going to have a movie picture down Nulato. And then that evening we went down and we went in the hall. Everybody sat on the floor
mm-hmm.
watching TV.
Mm-hmm.
Just no noise, just the picture.
Silent.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hers come out. And there's one man standing by the door.
Uh-huh.
I cook hot cake in the morning and he was singing that away. He said that some people don't have no money.
Uh-huh.
So they sing. And he told me that after that. That's what he was saying, I guess.
Uh-huh.
That's all I remember.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember we went back. Just here and there, that's all
yeah,
I remember.
Little snatches and
yeah.
pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where did you spend your winters?
Up here, cut off.
Cut off.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
The main cut off is way up. Yeah.
Old cut off.
Old cut off. Slough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what they call the cutoff.
Mm-hmm.
And they named the village cutoff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell stories about what Mom and I, when we used to have snares. We used to walk long ways all day. Six snares or six snares.
Uh-huh.
Rabbits.
Uh-huh.
And then when we get too much rabbits, we hang up for next time. Every day. And still the next year is rabbits are just the same.
Uh-huh.
Never run out of rabbits.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
When you say hang them up for the next time, Edith,
next time we check the snares, then
Oh, then you'd collect the extra ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they got too many, they have to hang some up on a tree.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. His
grandma was the same way.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We used to put rabbits in the cast, and still at that, we'd go out and get some more.
Uh-huh.
And one time it was cold. It was after New Year, no, before New Year maybe, or something like that. Really cold.
Mm-hmm.
It blew a bit. But these days there's no thermometer.
Mm-hmm.
It's so cold, I use scarf and still it's cold.
Mm-hmm.
I used to think, when I get older, if I got something to eat in the cast, I wouldn't go out in this kind of weather. I never forget that. Dark, we start out and come home dark.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. While that, my brother had about 5 dogs, but he trapped that one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And us, we just walk every day.
You must have had snowshoes for that, huh?
No.
No?
At first, I was just about 6 years old, then my brother made sharp point snowshoes for me.
Uh-huh.
Gee, that's just something. I walk anywhere.
Uh-huh.
Then after that, my mother got married again.
Uh-huh.
So I just stayed home after that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
When did your real father die? Do you know how old you were?
I don't remember. Uh-huh. I was about a year old.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I forgot to ask you also what year you were born.
1928. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
November 14th.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I didn't know it because my mother didn't tell me. Oh, maybe she told me, but I was too young.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lucy Sackett told me, Jack Sackett's wife. That one told me, and Angeline told me. And my auntie used to be down Kaikuk,
mm-hmm.
told me too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I really know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And who was your stepfather?
Henry, Matthew Charlie,
uh-huh.
That Larson Charlie, Daphne's brother.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I used to think that's my true daddy. I used to like him. I used to call him daddy too.
Uh-huh.
And then me and Catherine, we were playing. And I said, daddy, daddy. And he said, oh, that's not your true daddy. That's your uncle. Oh, make me feel bad.
Uh-huh.
I thought that was my really dad.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I remember a good one. He died that one.
Uh-huh.
My mother used to think that he eat, he died with food poison.
Oh.
From spam.
They were out cutting wood, and he must have had a canned meat in a can.
Uh-huh.
He must have eaten that.
Oh. And it wasn't well preserved or something.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. A lot of people died long ago from canned meat. The mailman went from Tana to Wiseman. He was for her mail.
Mm-hmm.
And the first day he went out to 24 miles. Started there overnight, and he just canned meat, corned beef, if you used to call it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's something story.
Sure.
Yeah, he opened that, and I guess that was something wrong with it. Yeah.
Mm.
And he never woke up, just died in bed.
I guess that's what happened to my uncle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That happened a lot of time long ago.
How old were you when he died?
I was about maybe 7 or 8.
Uh-huh.
I remember good. He came back from cutting wood. I don't know how long they were gone. And he came back and see my stomach hurt. He told Mom, I'm going to sleep for a while. And then he went to bed. And then he started, he get up, he woke up and he started to go out and he just started falling around just like drunk. So my mother got up and got him and took him out. Then he went back, then he sleep again. And then after he sleep, he woke up and he never come back to himself. He just
Delirious.
Yeah, No medicine to his days.
Sure.
Yeah. He didn't get better. Yeah. He almost been sick about a week, that's all. And then he died.
How many brothers and sisters did you have, Edith?
All I remember is 1, 2, 3, 4. That's all I remember. Yeah.
Can you remember any of their names?
My sister, brother's name, the oldest one is Benjamin. Henry. And Dora Henry. And the next one was Sydney Charlie. And this baby is, I didn't know his name. I just barely remember. Died when he was small. Dark in the tent, and my uncle was looking for his clothes, and by accident he stepped on him.
Ooh.
And got crippled.
Oh.
And then he died like that.
Way
after that.
He
must have got hurt inside.
Yeah.
And then after that, he used to stay with Louis Galchik, Richard Durandoff's brother. She had one from that one. That was the last one. That one died too. About 6 months old and died. And then after that, my mother didn't care much no more, I guess. She died that spring. She was sick long time. With TV. I used to just cook while I was small, cut wood, and get ice to drink, to cook. That's my job.
What happened to you after your mother died? Who did you live with then?
I stayed with my brother and them.
That's
which why I was telling you about that Whitefish Lake. I never thought that it's going to be a dry place. That's where we used to stay. We done Whitefish Lake. They call it Fish Lake.
Down about in there. 20 miles.
I used to stay with my brother. My brother was married.
Which brother was this?
Benjamin.
Benjamin, okay.
And then Lydia and them, they were there too, because they adopt this Benjamin's wife and raise her. So Lydia was there too. I used to think of Lydia just like my true mom. She was so nice. She's still nice yet. And I used to take care of Franklin. And there's Franklin had sister. Her name used to be Margaret. I took care of that too. The Amelia was baby. That one is married out Huxley. Yeah, that Lloyd's wife.
Lloyd the Wild.
I used to babysit them. I used to wash their face. I used to like them.
Well, I think, you know, I'm trying to think, what's the little tiny girl's name that was here yesterday that Paula was babysitting? She was over at Catherine's last night playing with Carrie's little baby, and you know, it just, you know, sometimes little girls just seem to have a they like little kids, you know,
and, yeah, it is
taking care of them is really almost play for them. It's fun. Yeah.
Mercy, that's the way we used to be. Babysit. Mm-hmm. Of course, not school.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah. Actually, I didn't have, when I was small, my mother died, and I don't know how I raised my kids.
Mm.
Like Lincoln and Ryan.
Mm-hmm. Well, you must have learned something from babysitting.
It must be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I want to ask kind of a personal question. How did you and Fred get together?
Oh, I don't know. You just think of me, I guess.
Uh-huh. Fred, when did you first meet Edith? Do you remember?
With Galena, I guess.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They used to be working at the field.
Yeah, for Army was building Galena.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, Chichi Ice there that time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So this must have been, what, about
1945.
Uh-huh.
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 Yeah.
Yeah, I worked on the tree summers.
Uh-huh.
Well, I had no place to stay because I had no mom, no dad, no sister.
Uh-huh.
And just lost.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How did you happen to end up in Galena? Were you working down there too?
Oh, everybody used to go down there.
Everybody used to go down there.
Uh-huh.
My brother used to work down there.
His brother used to go down there to work.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
My brother worked down there all summer
too. Uh-huh. So you were with your brother down there?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And then, in the fall time, before Christmas, he went down Fish Lake to pick me up.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know what to do. So my brother told me, sister, just everything he say, you listen, and then when he go out hunting or something like that, always be with him and listen to him. I like my brother too.
Mm-hmm.
I like to stay with them.
Mm-hmm.
Cause he had little. They had two little boys.
Mm-hmm.
I used to like them.
Mm-hmm.
For a long time, I think about my brother. This is my brother's wife wasn't a really working woman.
Mm-hmm.
She was sick all the time.
Uh-huh. Did she have TB too?
Yeah. She had surgery in her breast.
Ooh.
She was all right, and then, you know, it dried on the clothes.
Oh.
It got infected.
Uh-huh.
And then they cut it up, and that kicked the stuff out.
Uh-huh.
It was still open when she came back from Fairbanks.
Ooh.
This is from Galena.
Uh-huh.
Then that next year, he just started. More she started to lay down. It must have turned into TB.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Maybe because she was weak from that surgery, she got, you know, she was more susceptible to the TB.
Yeah, they said that it turned into TB after
uh-huh.
a while.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So it was a little, was it hard for you at first to get used to the idea of going with Fred?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, there's, I'm just lost.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's fun like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. This, you got nothing to think about.
Uh-huh.
It's like a puppy. And then I just love to work.
Uh-huh.
I used to just get up in the morning, start working till I go to bed.
Uh-huh.
And next day, every day.
Uh-huh.
Pretty soon, Liza started to stay in town all the time. She come over and was looking around. She said, don't work too much. You'll never finish that work.
Mm-hmm.
It's everyday work. She used to tell me, and that's true.
Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't catch the
Liza
name. Liza Atla. Okay.
Yeah. She tell me not to work too much.
Uh-huh.
But it's nothing for me.
Uh-huh.
Right now, I can't do that.
Uh-huh. But then it was easy, huh?
Yeah. I used to get around just easy, and I'm not lazy.
Uh-huh.
Just work.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Did the two of you have a marriage ceremony?
What is it?
Did you have a wedding?
Yeah, Old Town.
Yeah.
August 8th.
Uh-huh. What was that?
Oh, dance. We just got married, come home and start cooking and start working. No present.
Who married you?
Bishop Bentley.
Yeah, Bishop Bentley.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Can you describe what happened?
Me and Angeline. Yeah, me and Fred and Angeline and Richard.
Uh-huh.
And Laura Mark and Peter Mark.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we all got married one
time. We all got married one time.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Where did the wedding take place?
At our house.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All three of us.
Up to Old Cut Off.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
My grandma was mad and Celia happy.
Uh-huh.
She didn't want her daughter to marry Richard.
Uh-huh.
But Angeline wanted to get married.
Uh-huh.
Because, she needs help too, and she's crippled.
Sure.
Yeah. And then we're all about getting ready to stand out there.
Uh-huh.
Grandma walk in, look out there. What you doing in here?
Uh-oh. So what did you say to her then?
She didn't see nothing. And then she picks up and says, that's right, you're getting married. You need help. You're not young no more. Yeah, I know, Angeline said.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And I don't know if Grandma stayed there all the way through. She was just mad at Angeline.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
That's only daughter she got.
Uh-huh, sure.
Yeah, uh-huh.
So the bishop conducted the ceremony in your house?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did he do each couple separately, or did you all do one big...
Just one.
Uh-huh.
One time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Right now they get married different.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did you have rings or anything like that?
Angeline did.
Uh-huh.
I don't know about Laura and me.
Uh-huh.
Laura was young too.
Uh-huh.
And no present and no dance or nothing.
Uh-huh.
To start working again.
Uh-huh.
And right now there's just all kinds of ways.
Mm-hmm. It's changed, huh?
Yeah.
Fred, did you have to pay anything for the...
$7, I think you paid.
I think so.
Yeah, uh-huh. I think that's what he said.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Mark is, I don't know really where he's from. He's
Canada.
When we were up youth, when first we started to stay together,
mm-hmm.
we never get married yet, we mm-hmm. just stay together.
Mm-hmm.
And there's Johnny Ullman and Julia Ullman. That man came down there, he should have married one of the girls here. They were saying to each other.
Mm-hmm.
I heard them. And he was going to ask Maggie, he said. That is Maggie Nicolai.
Mm-hmm.
She lives in Tenna now.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked that one, and that one said no. And they asked another girl. What about her name? From both rural Jean and Bahala.
I forget too.
She dies too. Another girl they asked.
Uh-huh.
And she said no.
Uh-huh.
So they went up to Laura. Laura said, yeah. Never even see the man yet. That's uh-huh. the way they used to do.
Uh-huh.
And pretty soon they said, you're going to eat up there. They told us. So, boom, we went up. Uh-huh. That's when first I see Peter Mac.
Uh-huh.
He got off the boat.
Uh-huh.
But they tell him to marry this girl.
Now, did his parents set that up, or?
No.
No.
See, he was working in the boat.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. And then we stayed there, and then we had gas boats. So we came down, and that fall, that's when we were married.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We used to see lots, me and Laura.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We're both of almost same age, a little bit older than me. It's almost same age.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nobody to play with.
Uh-huh.
Christmas time, Kaikuk people used to go up, cut it off.
Mm-hmm.
They used to meet dance there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, when they don't do that no more, there's hardly nobody up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe one of the things we should talk about a little bit is what happened. Can you sort of tell what kinds of things would happen at Christmas when you all got together at Cut Off?
Yeah, they put everything away in the house.
Uh-huh.
So we dance in there. We see there's Mary Bent and Bowie and Richard and Stephen Atcha. And I don't know how many girls, so mm-hmm. we kick turn with them. Richard used to play violin.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I don't know who is playing guitar, maybe my brother.
Uh-huh.
We kick turn and we dance with them. That's, uh-huh. that's a dance right there.
Uh-huh. That
no
was
voice.
Your... Uh-huh.
But there's more girls.
Uh-huh. Sounds like you had a good time.
Yeah, for us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did you have like a big meal? Did the families have a big meal together or anything like that?
Oh no.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. That's in potlatch.
In the potlatch?
In potlatch, when they have potlatch.
Did they have a potlatch at
yeah.
Christmas then?
Yeah.
New Year.
New Year, okay.
Every New Year.
So it, they'd have one at Cut Off too,
mm-hmm.
just like at kind of like at Allakaket?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they have in here too.
Every New Year
yeah.
they eat together.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Since I remember.
Mm-hmm.
And you still keep it up here.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've heard that
yeah.
you know, it's a good time.
Uh-huh. You used to dance in the evening. First morning, still dance.
Mm.
Sober people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how lively they were. And lively and healthy
mm-hmm.
and happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's no radio those days. Only one that had radio was Zach Sabbath,
mm-hmm.
the storekeeper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was that a radio for communication?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to
mm-hmm.
Lena or I.
No, no push office.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Get mail once a month by plane. Once a month.
Mm-hmm.
That's after that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. After that, yeah.
Oh, that's something for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that was what, in the late 40s? That you would get mail
mm-hmm.
by plane?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. 40, yeah.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In summertime, nobody until the boat come.
Uh-huh.
Because there's teachers used to come up from down Kaikuk. His name was Mr. Ross. He used to come up and pass around a school book.
Mm-hmm.
That's how some of them, like Angeline, she know how to read.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Saget used to be their teacher. But me, I didn't have no teacher. So I really didn't know how to talk.
Mm-hmm.
All I know is yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of hard for me. And then my kids started being in school and I couldn't talk native with them. And then pretty soon I just started to talk with them but English.
Mm-hmm.
No more native.
Mm-hmm.
It's him and I, that's all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let me go back to the Christmas celebration just one more time and ask, did you play any games? Did you have anything like
yeah.
that you did at
dance
Christmas?
And football.
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 Yeah.
Really good.
There were no volleyball, just football. Late at night, moonlight, and you still play.
Can you describe how you play football?
There's a two stick in the corner. They call it goal. And on the other side too. So they try to beat each other. Yeah. Oh, my mother used to laugh. I remember.
Did you?
Grandma.
Did you have to throw the ball
no,
through?
Kick it.
Okay.
Not supposed to touch it with your hands.
Oh, I see. Just with your feet. How many people would play on one team?
Oh, sometimes
depends
a bunch.
How many play.
So you can have as many as you want.
Mm.
Did just the kids play or did adults play too?
Older people and all.
You have fun with that.
Oh.
Time to cook and still at it, I remember.
What was the ball made out of?
Oh, they made moose hair or clothes. He just made it one ball and he put material over it. Strong one, like canvas, and short.
Was it round?
Yeah.
Sounds like fun.
Really?
Yeah.
My mother used to see about over Quebec. There used to be lotsy over there. They used to start in the evening, moonlight, and still yet. Out on the river, she used to say. Yeah, and I see it up old time like that too.
Up a lot in the same thing.
Yeah.
Moonlit.
There
were a lot of boys up there in those days. Magic, they play. Cold, moonlight, they still play.
Doesn't matter. That's their fun.
Kind of an all day game, huh?
Yeah.
Did, and you played it on the river?
Old town was right in town.
They had enough room, so they put it right in front of the house.
Oh, there's say too many people. That's why they had it on the river over there.
Yeah, there's so many people,
Oh, that sounds like great fun.
That's their fun in those days.
I remember my mother and my grandma used to laugh a lot. Just when they tried to beat each other. Mama, grandma used to push.
How did you choose up teams?
I don't know. We just get together, I guess.
Can you think of any other games that this is to Fred too? Can you think of any other games that you played when you were kids?
Cards.
Some
kind of game.
What kind of card games? Do you remember which ones?
They're called toilet game.
That's the way they used to name it.
Say it again.
Toilet game.
Hole it?
Toilet.
Yeah, game. I don't know.
That's what they used to tell us. And they would try to beat each other just for fun. And there's other ways too. Only native I know.
If you can say the native name for it, that's okay.
That's not a game.
You used to play that game all night.
Did that involve any gambling or anything like that? Or
the older people gamble. The older people, they gamble,
Older people, it's all play cards. We don't drink tea, we don't drink coffee, we don't smoke, no. Yeah, right now it's different.
I better stop for just a second, turn the tape. Edith, you were saying something about dolls just a minute ago.
I don't know why my mom spanked me, and she never used to spank me. And I don't know what I did. Maybe I wanted to play outdoors, but she kept me in the house, I guess, or I don't know. She spanked me and I cried. And then pretty soon, my mother got scissors and Terry cut it out. And she made a little dress for it.
Mm-hmm.
And she gave it to me.
Mm-hmm.
The first doll I had.
Mm-hmm.
I had that doll a long time too. That's really something for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I used to make dolls. I made the wire. And then I put cloth over it.
Uh-huh.
And made parky and wooden head. And I glue caribou skin on, light caribou skin.
Uh-huh.
Just like a regular person.
Like for hair?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Just like person.
Uh-huh.
And then I sold it for 15. And there's too many people ask for it.
Uh-huh.
And I just barely keep up. It's a lot of work to make it.
Sure.
Yeah.
And she had to take care of kids too.
And I used to send it outside.
Uh-huh.
Because they order it.
Uh-huh.
And then pretty soon there's somebody wrote back and they said, I forgot what that name is. Is this related to Fred Byfield? Maybe that's where his dad came from,
uh-huh.
I was thinking.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I used to send out doll like that.
Uh-huh. When did you start making them?
Oh, 55.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I just make two at a time.
Uh-huh.
I make two in 1 week.